Most of us have heard of the eating disorder anorexia. Less familiar is an eating disorder called orthorexia. It's a relatively new term. In fact, there's no clinical diagnosis for it yet. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen talk with two guests who say more research is needed on orthorexia. Dr. Rebecca Sokol and Dr. Jan Park are fourth-year residents at the University of Maryland Shepherd Pratt Health System Psychiatry Residency Program. They recently presented their findings on orthorexia at the annual meeting of the American Psychological Association. Here, they talk about exactly what orthorexia is and why it can be a serious condition.
Define orthorexia, and how does it compare to other eating disorders? Dr. Sokol, let's start with you.
Orthorexia is a pathological fixation on healthy eating. It's characterized by a restrictive diet, ritualized patterns of eating, rigid avoidance of foods believed to be unhealthy or impure, and that can then result in these nutritional deficiencies, medical consequences, and a poor quality of life. So the major differences between orthorexia and other more well-known eating disorders like anorexia is that it's more of a fixation on food quality as opposed to food quantity. With people with orthorexia, they want to make sure they're eating the cleanest, healthiest possible foods, making sure it's organic, GMO-free, no preservatives, gluten-free, vegan, all of that kind of falls into that, whereas people with anorexia just want to minimize the amount of food that they're eating because they have this intense fear of gaining weight or becoming fat.
So Dr. Park, prior to the clean eating concept, orthorexia may not have been something that individuals would identify with.
That's correct. This term is actually relatively new, and there's actually not too much research on the actual concept of orthorexia. I do want to emphasize that this is not yet an official diagnosis that clinicians use, and it's still kind of in the research stages.
Do either of you have a sense why this is occurring now?
I think that this isn't a direct correlation with kind of the fads and kind of the culture changes related to food. You know, in our culture, there is a high focus on making sure we're eating the proper diet, we're eating things that are natural or clean. However, eating disorders in general, they don't exist kind of in a vacuum. There are other factors. There's genetic factors that might influence a person to have disordered eating behavior. There might be biological reasons, other health problems they might have that could kind of push them towards disordered eating behaviors.
When does it get to a point where it jeopardizes either their mental well-being or their physical well-being?
It certainly is a spectrum. A lot of the habits and a lot of the attempts at eating healthy or eating well, you see actually a lot of patients with anorexia nervosa and patients who might potentially have this orthorexic eating behavior. When it gets really dangerous and unhealthy is when people will only eat certain groups of foods or they will avoid anything that has any kind of pesticide exposure or something like that. And when you start singling out foods and eating only certain nutrients, that's when it becomes problematic and you have the medical complications that often lead people into the hospital.
Doctors Rebecca Sokol and Jan Park speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen about orthorexia. You can hear more of this conversation on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.